Russ Belville is a man with a mission. I've never seen him waver. I've never seen him express a negative personal opinion about somebody else. He will disagree with people vehemently. Half the time I open Twitter, he's just cutting down some argument he doesn't like, but he does it with respect. And I never miss his show. I'm honored to be on it as part of the Hemp Day Hump Day feature every other week. Please welcome a great journalist, Russ Belville.
Thank you, Doug. Big thanks to Doug Fine, and big thanks to Amy and everybody involved here with the Oregon Hemp Convention. This is my second one. And it's nice to actually hold some hemp, huh? So I'm here as the executive director of Portland Normal, which is the consumer lobby here in Portland and throughout Oregon for cannabis consumers. The dispensaries, the growers, all the companies here have plenty of organizations that are speaking up for what they need. Portland Normal is all about speaking up for the consumers, and most of the time those needs are the same. So check out our booth down there by the big blue Portland sign. We got stickers and t-shirts and cards that tell you what's legal and what's not legal. We'd love to have you on board. So what I'm here to talk about a little bit is a little bit of cheerleading, because not only are we legal in Oregon, we have the best marijuana legalization on planet Earth. And as Doug alluded to, I argue for a living, and being a professional pothead, when I argue, I have to have facts, statistics, science, logic, and reason on my side. Because the first thing the opponents will say is, oh, he's a stoner, what does he know? Well, here's some numbers from the government. Don't trust me, trust what the scientists and the researchers and the government tell you. So I'm going to back up that assertion that Oregon has the best marijuana legalization on planet Earth. Let's start with the consumer angle, possessing marijuana. In all four states that have legalized so far, and we're going to leave D.C. out of this, we'll just talk about Oregon, Alaska, Colorado, and Washington. Of all four states that have legalized so far, we can all carry an ounce in public. So we're all even there. But when we go home, how much marijuana can we possess? In Washington, 1 ounce. In Alaska, 4 ounces. In Oregon, a half pound. Now, Colorado, you can keep the results of your harvests, which is technically infinity, right? Son, why do you have 200 pounds of marijuana here? Why, officer, that's the results of my harvests, plural, over the past 2, 3, 4 years. So they are beating us there for home possession, but we're beating Alaska and Washington in home possession. But what about felony possession? In Washington state, if I have more than 40 grams of marijuana on me, that's a felony. In Alaska, if I have more than 4 ounces of marijuana on me, that's a felony. In Colorado, if I have more than 12 ounces on me, that's a felony. In Oregon, there is no amount of marijuana I can possess and get a felony. Literally, I could have my entire garage filled with bales of weed, and the worst I could get would be a Class A misdemeanor for the possession. We have no possession felonies. Now, there is a felony if you're growing more than 8 or more plants in your house. There is a felony if you've got more than 1/4 ounce of non-licensed extracts. There are still some felonies if you're trying to get weed to kids or import or export it. But just personal possession, you can't get a felony. How about plants? Well, we all know in Washington you get 0 plants. There is no home grow. In Colorado, you get 6, but only 3 of them can be mature. In Oregon, we get 4 plants, any size. Now, that's not enough, but it's more than Washington. And Alaska, they get 25 plants. But that's not because of their legalization. That's because of their constitution. They got this thing that was decided in 1975 that says the privacy rights in the Alaska Constitution are such that a cop has no reason to bust you in your house if you have 25 or fewer plants. So they've had that for, you know, 35 years or so. How about the taxation? Eventually, we're going to be going to pot. We're going to pot stores now, right? In Washington state, they started with taxation of 25, 25, 25 at 3 different levels. 75% worth of taxation plus state and local taxes. Now they've dropped it to 37% plus state and local taxes. Colorado is 15% plus 10% plus state and local taxes. Alaska doesn't have any shops open yet, so they got no taxes. Oregon, for the next 3 months, we're tax-free. And then there will be a 25% tax that kicks on, and then eventually it'll go down to about 20% at our recreational pot shops. But regardless, all those tax rates are the lowest marijuana tax rates in the United States. We're winning. How about getting those pot shops? In Washington State, it took them between the time it was legal to possess and the time you could go shop in a store, took them 18 months to get the first store running. Colorado took them 12 months. Alaska still doesn't have stores, and for us, took us 3 months to go from legal to stores. We are winning. How about how many stores were there? In the first week of sales in Washington State, there were 4 stores. In the first week of sales in Colorado, there were 20 stores. There haven't been any sales in Alaska yet. And as you know, the first week of sales in Oregon, we had 249 stores. We are winning. How about how well those stores did? In the first month of sales in Washington, they made $2 million. In the first week of sales in Colorado, they made $5 million. In the first day of sales in Oregon, we made $3.5 million. And in the first week, made $11 million in sales. We are winning. Now, while we are winning, there are some strange things that we still need to pay attention to. This fight isn't over, because when I say we are winning, mostly I'm saying those of us in Western Oregon are winning. About 2/3 of the landmass of the state of Oregon are places that are not going to have pot shops. So I did some research on this. I made a map to find out where are all the pot shops in Oregon, and it turns out all but 22 of the pot shops in Oregon selling to recreational consumers are located west of the Cascade Mountains. In fact, 91% of all pot shops in Oregon are within 65 miles of Interstate 5. Think about that. We have this little strip running down western Oregon, and that's where all the pot shops are. Now, the other 22 are pretty much central Oregon. We've got one in the Dalles, we got 3 in Madras, we got 18 in Bend. So what does that mean? Our fellow Oregonians who live in Ontario, Oregon, do you know Ontario? I'm originally from Nampa, Idaho, which is by Boise. It's 35 miles across the border into Idaho. And back in the day, Idaho is really tough on weed. Did you know that? In Idaho, it is a crime, a misdemeanor, for which you can get 3 months in jail to just be high in public. No possession. If they can see that you got bloodshot eyes, take you in for a pee test and find metabolites, they can put you in jail for 3 months. Their paraphernalia laws are also draconian. I know a woman in Idaho, a student at Idaho State University, who did 15 days in jail because she got caught in a dorm room, and in her friend's dorm room there was a bong, a brand new bong with no water in it that had never ever been smoked, and there was no weed in the house whatsoever, but because she was frequenting a place where known drug activity is occurring, she got 15 days in jail between Christmas and New Year's. So Idaho's a tough place, and that's where I'm from. And we used to always have to drive that 35 miles from Nampa to Ontario to buy our pot pipes. There's no head shops in Idaho. You had to drive to another state to get a pot pipe back in the day. So I know Ontario quite well. I used to play music in clubs there in Ontario, Oregon. So I have an affinity for the people of Ontario being so far away from the rest of Oregon, so close to Idaho. And it really sucks because some of them voted to legalize marijuana too. But for someone who lives in Ontario, Oregon, it is a 290-mile drive to get to the first legal pot shop in the Dalles. It's a 250-mile drive to make it to the first legal pot shop in Bend. It's a 247-mile drive to drive up US 95 in Idaho to get to the first legal pot shop in Clarkston, Washington. It's actually closer for a pot smoker in Ontario, Oregon to drive to Washington than to drive to the first legal pot shop in Central Oregon. That's some of the stuff we still need to change. So we are not finished yet. But ladies and gentlemen, for sales, for possession, for criminal penalties, and of course for quality of the medicine itself, Oregon is winning. Thank you. I'm Radical Russ everywhere on social media. Check out RadicalRuss.com.